Welcome to Shattering Myths, a program devoted to the largest segment of society, to those who know that the world's political, and that is all of them, no matter what venue, no matter what genre. The world's religious, once again, all of them, including the most popular, military, economic, and media institutions are corrupt. They're all counterproductive, and none of them can be fixed. Our phone number, if you'd like to participate in this discussion about these things and the news as it relates to each of these corrupt institutions, is 877-300-7645. It was just a matter of time. The United States and its Arab allies. It's amazing that we refer to one group of people by their race. We don't speak of other people typically by race as opposed to nationality or religion. But here is something that is a different story. And what's interesting here, of course, is that the country we are most devoted to helping in the case of bombing the Islamic State is Iran, and the Iranians are not Arabs. In fact, a significant number of the Muslim countries who have opted to participate are not Arabs. It is a Muslim alliance, but of course the media doesn't want to announce that, and nor does the administration or the Defense Department. And it is interesting that they aren't Arab allies. Most of the countries are only saying, yeah, we'll acknowledge that we're in support of the mission, but they aren't doing anything. As a matter of fact, in this particular case, it was almost exclusively Tomahawk cruise missiles that were used. And if America is giving Tomahawk cruise missiles to countries like Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar, then we have a hole in our head even larger than I had presumed. The headline nonetheless reads, "The United States of Morons and its Muslim allies," I'm just ad-libbing here a bit, "bombed Syria for the first time." Can you imagine if the Russians had done that? What the Obaminator would have said, how many sanctions Europe would have imposed on it. But nonetheless, the United States and its Arab allies bombed Syria for the first time on Tuesday. The Abominator finally got his wish, a year delayed. Killing scores of Islamic State fighters, we're told, and members of a separate Al-Qaeda-linked group. Opening a new front against militants by joining a three-year-old civil war. Yes, nothing is saner than taking sides in a civil war. Why would any nation do that, particularly when the civil war is a religious civil war? America is not a Sunni nation. America is not a Shiite nation. Why would America join in a civil war between Shiites and Sunni? I mean, think of this for a moment. Iran, the most dastardly and deadly religious regime on the planet, is a Shiite nation. Assad is a Shiite client. Hezbollah is a Shiite militant organization. And we're on their side against the Sunnis. Recognizing or not recognizing that Sunnis represent 80% of Muslims. Oh, wow. Joining a religious civil war. In the annals of American stupidity, of defense blunders, of political miscalculations, there may never be a more bipartisan blunder than this one. This may be worse than George, I'm an idiot, Bush, invading Iraq on a pile of lies and breaking the country, turning it into a cesspool for terrorism. This may be worse than George W. Bush invading Afghanistan, pushing the most fundamentalist Muslims out of that country into Pakistan, and creating a proxy war, leaving another country broken. We have now joined sides in a religious civil war between the two largest factions of Islam, while claiming that our foe is not Islamic. The United States Central Command said Bahrain, Jordan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Emirates, Arab Emirates, participated in, or catch this, or supported the strikes. Participated in, or supported. Read supported. Read, okay, you can do that. Against the Islamic State's targets around the eastern cities of Raqqa, Deir al-Zor, Hasaka, and Albu Kamal. Warplanes and ship-launched Tomahawk cruise missiles struck, quote-unquote, fighters, training compounds, headquarters, and command and control facilities, storage warehouses, a finance center, supply trucks, and armed vehicles, end quote. Oh, yes, that's always our rhetoric. Washington also said that U.S. forces acted alone to launch 8 strikes in another area of Syria against the Khorasan group. The Khorasan group. Do you recall anybody ever mentioning the Khorasan group? I mean, we've read hundreds of articles about what's going on throughout this mess in Syria, this proxy war. And never once has there been a mention by any media outlet of a Khorasan group, who, of course, because they can't be Islamic, are an Al-Qaeda unit. Oh, yes, an Al-Qaeda unit. Al-Qaeda with its one remaining operative, disgruntled, feeble old man. U.S. officials have described in recent days as posing a threat similar to that of the Islamic State. Oh my, lions and tigers and bears and Khorasan groups. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the war in Syria, said at least 70 Islamic State fighters were killed in the strikes. You know, 3 or 4 months ago, that would have been half of their entire cadre of jihadists that hit at least 50 targets. Wow. I am sure there's lots of camels that were scared to death and tents torn to shreds. It said that at least 50 fighters and 8 civilians were killed in the strikes targeting the Nusra Front in the northern Aleppo provinces. Apparently referring to the strikes the Americans said targeted the Khorasan group. Huh? Does the United States not know the name Nusra Front? I mean, for the Nusra Front for the last 2.5 years has been the dominant player in the Syrian civil war. They are fundamentalist Muslims who have absolutely nothing to do with a moderate, freedom-loving, democratic rebellion. And yet, they are the only alternative in Syria amongst the Sunnis to the Islamic front. They were the only one willing to take on the Islamic front. If you were to arm a jihadist group to war with the Islamic front, as the United States in a joint session of Congress voted to do on a bipartisan and overwhelming vote of elected idiots, the Nusra Front is the only viable foe of the Islamic State. And so the United States, rather than arming the Nusra Fronts to counter the Islamic State, is bombing them too, and they don't even know their name. Who in the world is running this chorus of circus clowns? We first say that the Islamic State isn't Islamic, and then we don't know the name of the principal actor in the region, the recipient of the overwhelming preponderance of American, Qatari, Saudi Arabian weapons in this fight? The Nusra Front? And then we vote that we're going to arm a group of rebels to take on the Islamic State on the ground, and the only group capable of doing that, we bomb. And we don't just bomb in eastern Syria, where we said we were going to attack the Islamic State. We go all the way into the far northwest of that country and bomb the Nusra Front as they are trying to recover their positions in Aleppo and Idlib. Recognizing that if you do that, you end the Syrian civil war on behalf of Assad? Oh, my God. I mean, I have a very low opinion of the intelligence community in the United States, of the political leadership of the United States, and of its military. I'm not sure that collectively that the entire cadre of characters has an IQ that would reach 100 points. But even they can't be this stupid. Can they? We'll be back after the commercial break. Second article on this confusion, since the State Department and the Defense Department are acting as if there is a new group that is as big a threat in Syria as the Islamic State, and as if two fake beheading videos are sufficient to engage in the midst of a religious civil war. I'd like to share this story also on the attacks that took place last night. The United States military confirmed early this morning, in conjunction with five Arabic nations, that it had begun bombing the Islamic State of Syria and Iraq inside of Syria. At the bottom of the press release from U.S. Central Command, two paragraphs explained that in addition to targeting the Islamic State, U.S. bombs had also hit a group that no one had even heard of just a couple of weeks earlier, Khorasan. At a Pentagon press conference this morning, Lieutenant General William Mayville said that the U.S. had been monitoring the Khorasan closely. Quote, "We believe the Khorasan group was nearing the execution phase of an attack either in Europe or the homeland," Maryville said. That's, of course, why they were in Syria. "We know that the Khorasan group has attempted to recruit Westerners to serve as operatives or to infiltrate back in their homelands," end quote. So how is that different than any jihadist group? The general added that it was too early to describe the effects of the 8 airstrikes against Khorasan. or say who may have been killed. U.S. officials told CBS News last week that Khorasan is a unit with a mandate directly from Al-Qaeda's Central Command in Pakistan. Oh boy, be scared now. That old guy, Ayman al-Zawahiri, he's a real leader in this jihadi movement today. He hasn't carried out a terrorist attack in so long even he can't remember. Anyway, he was sent into Syria with bomb-making experts from the terror network's affiliate in Yemen. Yeah, that's crap. I'm just sorry. It's crap. Political rubbish. Al-Qaeda has no influence in its Yemen affiliate. None. The name was used to garner attention. They weren't in league together. They didn't communicate together. They didn't work together. Goodness gracious. What on earth is the United States Defense Department trying to pull over the eyes of Americans now? And they were trying to plot attacks against the U.S. Yes, we have to conjure up the boogeyman right out there just about ready to bomb us. The boogeyman is out there, and we better go and use our military to protect Americans. The mantra of America, because it has the largest military in the world, wants to use it and likes depriving Americans of their wealth and their freedoms. Wants Americans to show patriotism, to show their appreciation for the wonderful job the government and its military is doing to protect them from the boogeyman. Except this is a boogeyman that if we just left them alone wouldn't be a threat to America. We're manufacturing the enemy so that we can create the illusion of protecting people from that enemy while depriving the people of their freedoms and their wealth. Quote, I think it's more important that the fight against ISIS has now gone to Syria. Mike Morrell, former deputy director of the CIA, and therefore a man with an IQ less than 3, said on Tuesday, but I think it's even more important that we struck the Khorasan group last night. Oh, boy. Isn't that exciting? Morrell, who is now a CBS News contributor, noted on CBS This Morning that the Central Command said it was attacking Khorasan due to imminent threats of plotting by the group. So, if you're a Muslim living in Syria and you're plotting, then the United States views that it has the right to kill you. You didn't do anything to harm an American. There's no proof that you've planned to do anything to harm an American. But yet America, as the police of the world, has the right to murder you. But we're not at war with them. So according to Morrell, who American taxpayers somehow paid for his lack of intelligence while he was working for the CIA and has now been hired to Babylon for CBS, he went on to say after this brilliant statement that I think it's important that the fight against ISIS has gone to Syria, but I think it's even more important that we struck the Khorasan group last night. That the Khorasan group had an imminent threat plotting. That's what we're trying to disrupt. We're trying to disrupt imminent threat plotting. Morrell said, no, so we're not trying to disrupt Islamic groups, active, engaged, raping of little girls. No, we're not going to touch the Boko Haram group when they do that. We're not going to touch the group when they threaten Christians by the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, with convert or die. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to attack them when they march prisoners off into the desert and then execute them. Nope. But if there's imminent threat plotting, oh my God, got to kill them now. Imminent threat plotting. That's what we're trying to disrupt, Morrell said. What that means to me as an intelligence officer, shut the blankety blank up, pal. That's what you were. Who knows why they called you an intelligence officer, because you're not very smart, but that's what you were. It's not what you are. You're now a news analyst. So don't call yourself an intelligence officer. You are a talking head spouting an opinion. It means that we had detailed intelligence on attack plotting, either in the United States or Western Europe or both. Bull. I mean, this has just gotten to be repulsive. It's completely out of hand. The United States doesn't have squat, doesn't know squat when it comes to Islamic groups. We are absolutely clueless. They stopped communicating using cell phones, the internet, and satellite phones well over a decade ago, about 15 years ago, when we started bragging about our eavesdropping capability. A decade before Snowden, they stopped communicating in ways that we can eavesdrop upon. They don't communicate online. They don't communicate by cell phone. They don't communicate by regular phone. They don't communicate by satellite phone. And when people don't use electronic means of communicating, America is completely in the dark. America has zero embedded intelligence officers and operatives in the fundamentalist Islamic world. None. We're clueless. We haven't stopped any Islamic terrorist attack other than those we have baited in sting operations where the FBI has posed as an Islamic group and encouraged the jihadist to perpetrate a terrorist attack and then arrested them when they perpetrated the attack that the American FBI inspired. But apart from that, we've done nothing. We've got nothing. And hell, the exact details of 9/11 were given to the FBI, were given to the CIA, were given to the U.S. Justice Department years before the plot was carried out. And we knew the plot was credible because it came from a man that we already had in custody and had convicted for the first bombing of the World Trade Center, Ramzi Youssef. And we didn't do anything. Nothing. The United States didn't even know the Islamic State existed before they burst onto the scene. The intelligence community won't even admit that the Islamic State is an amalgamation of its own awakening program with the Islamic State of Iraq that emerged not out of Al-Qaeda, but out of the American invasion of Iraq over a decade ago. And we were bragging of how we had stopped them, that they were no longer a threat. We have no intelligence as it relates to fundamentalist Islam. And the biggest problem with all of this is that intelligence operatives, we can use that term, are prohibited. Prohibited from associating Islam with terrorists and terrorism. It's absolutely, completely, and totally untrue. CENTCOM said that it had targeted Khorasan training camps. Training camps. We're back to the training camps. Come on. I mean, training camps for what? You're going to have a training camp for hijacking an airplane? You're going to have a training camp for bringing down tall buildings? I mean, the only training that these guys are ongoing is how to be a jihadist by carrying an AK-47 or shooting a 50 caliber machine gun. That's not training for an attack on America. It's not training for attack on Europe. They're in Syria, for crying out loud. They get to play jihadist every day in Syria. They don't have to go anyplace else. Training camps, an explosive and munitions production facility. If it's an explosive and munitions production facility, the intended target for those explosives and munitions is in Syria. It's against the Assad regime. They don't have the means to manufacture explosives in Syria and export them. That would be stupid. This idea that they were manufacturing explosives for a plot in the United States and Europe is ridiculous. God, how many lies will America tell? A communication building, a command and control facility. Let me tell you something. They're not using command and control and communications the way that we would think of them when bombing a facility. They're not using radios. They're not using cell phones. They're not using social media. They use social media to recruit. They use social media to brag. They don't use these things to coordinate. They don't use these things as a command and control facility. They do what every smart leader in the world is doing today. They're going back to analog. They're writing notes and handing them to couriers because they understand that the United States is spying on everything everybody does around the world. The military press release made it clear that the strikes against Khorasan were undertaken only by U.S. assets. In other words, no help from the five nations, which offered their support. Khorasan does not function as an independent group on the Syrian battlefield. No, of course not. That's why they had a command and control facility. That's why they had a munitions and bomb-making facility. That's why they had a training camp. All so that they could operate someplace else, right? I mean, how ridiculous does this story have to be before somebody's going to say, you've lost your mind? So even the Defense Department says, they don't operate in the Syrian battlefield now. It is part or at least directly linked to Al-Qaeda's franchise in the country known as the Al-Nusra Front. Well, I got to tell you something, folks. Al-Nusra Front, while they do show an affinity for Al-Qaeda, that wasn't created by Al-Qaeda. It's not an Al-Qaeda affiliate. But the leader of Al-Nusra has the blessing of Al-Qaeda. But that's about the extent of it. And Al-Nusra is, well, at least has been to the last few months, the most aggressive, the most savage, the most successful, and the largest of all of the Islamic jihadist groups engaged in Syria. And so, if they are part of al-Nusra, don't call them the Khorasan group. Call them al-Nusra. Well-known group. Their positions are clear. And their position, and as al-Nusra, is A, fight in Syria. So if they're part of the al-Nusra group, as the U.S. claims that they are, their fight is exclusively in Syria. They have no interest in taking the fight beyond Syria. B, they wish to establish an Islamic caliphate in Syria. C, they are devoted to establishing Sharia law in Syria. D, they are the most heavily armed group in Syria, at least they were prior to the Islamic State engaging in Iraq and confiscating American weapons. They have been wholly unwilling to participate in any democratic coalition. They have no association whatsoever with the Free Syrian rebels or whatever they want to call that Free Syrian army. But the Al-Nusra Front is not an international terrorist organization. And so if the Khorasan group is as advertised, under the umbrella of Al-Nusra, then everything the United States has said about them is untrue, and the vote to arm an opponent on the ground to ISIS is undermined. So we're told that the Khorasan group does not function as an independent group on the Syrian battlefield. It is part, or at least directly linked, to the Al-Nusra Front. And as CBS News correspondent Clarissa Ward reports, attacking it may have repercussions. Unlike the attacks on the Islamic State, airstrikes against Nusra are not likely to be very popular on the ground, Ward said on CBS this morning. The reason for that is that Nusra is very popular, and the Muslims that are engaged in jihad that aren't loyal to Nusra are loyal to the Islamic State. And so if you're bombing both groups, then there is no Sunni opposition in Syria. Assad prevails. With American help, of course. Although both espouse the same, this says, extremist ideology. No, they don't. Wake up. Read the damn Quran. They espouse the Quran. They espouse the words and deeds of Muhammad as they are delineated in the Hadith. They do not espouse the same extremist ideology. They live, they die for the same religion, even the same interpretation of that religion, which is Sunni Salaf Islam. Now, what is Sunni Salaf Islam? Islam is divided into two camps, Sunni and Shia. The source material, the scriptures, if you will, are the same for both. They both are loyal to the same Quran and to the same collections of hadith, because there are only five that were chronicled, committed to writing within 200 years of Muhammad's death. So their source material, their God, their prophet, their forefathers, all are exactly the same. But they do fight for who's in charge, and that's all they fight for. The Sunni-Shia war in Iraq and Syria is for who's in charge. Religion doesn't differ one iota. Who's in charge? But the Salaf aspect of it means that they adhere to the words and deeds of the forefathers, of those who lived with Muhammad, which means that they are consistent, that their lives are consistent with, in harmony with, Muhammad and his companions. In other words, they are perfect Muslims, emulating the way that Muhammad lived back in the 7th century. That's what a Salaf Muslim is. The Muslim Brotherhood is a Salaf organization. Wahhab in Saudi Arabia is a Salaf organization. Every Sunni Islamic terrorist group is Salaf, meaning they live by the words and deeds and example of Muhammad, as it's reported by Muhammad and his companions through the Hadith. That's the ideology. pure Islam, Mohammedan Islam. Why is it we can't say that? If you can't say that, then you're clueless. Then you're misleading. Don't write, don't say things that are untrue. Nusra has large support among the Syrian population. Yeah, the majority of Syrians are Sunni. And Nusra is extremely popular among Sunni Muslims in Syria and has been fighting against the Islamic State on the battlefield, even alongside, this is the so-called moderate rebels the U.S. is hoping to fight in this war. Explain word. Now you're 0 for 2. You're speaking of moderate rebels, and they put in quotes, moderate. There is no such thing as a moderate jihadist. Never has been, never will be. She, and she's clueless, said American strikes against al-Nusra would put those U.S.-backed fighters in a very tough situation because they simply do not have the weaponry or manpower to fight the Assad regime and the Islamic State and now potentially the Nusra Front as well, all at the same time. Well, Miss Ward, I'm here to tell you, Miss Ward, that there are no moderate jihadists. So you don't have anything to worry about in that regard. But I will tell you that if you want to weaponize a ground war against the Islamic State, then Nusra was your best option, even though they would be a counterproduction, kind of productive option, because they're equally fundamentalist Islamic. You need to understand the battlefield before you talk about it. We'll be back.